This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is a special emergency podcast edition of the State of Recruiting. We only come to you with emergencies when there's big news, and I can't imagine bigger news for Texas fans. But first, let me introduce my guest. Joining me today, it is the great Steve Wiltfong. Steve, thanks for coming on for this.
Michael, what a night for Texas football, landing Quinn Ewers, the number one overall recruit in the top 247 player rankings. Horns 247 is buzzing. We have great coverage over there. What's going on, man?
And it is quite a day. I can tell you this, as the team site guy, you often feel like sometimes you're out alone on an island when you're holding on to, hey, I still think, throughout the last couple months, there's been a lot of buzz for Oklahoma or Ohio State, but I've always kind of said I still think Texas is a constant in that recruitment. They're going to be tough to put away, and it feels good on days like this to be vindicated in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I really think that Quinn has really connected with offensive coordinator Mike Yurcich. I think he believes in the direction of this Texas program. He obviously believes in the direction of this Texas program under Tom Herman and thinks that he can be a guy that helps bring back the standard of football that's expected to be played in Austin and ultimately hoist a crystal ball in a national championship. And the last time Texas signed the number one overall recruit in the 24/7 sports composite, you have to go back nearly 20 years ago to Vince Young. And now they do it again here with Quinn Ewers, who I expect it would take a whole hell of a lot from another prospect for someone to unseat Quinn Ewers atop our rankings with the resume that he's already put together at South Lake Carroll last year, playing against the best high school football competition in the nation, throwing for over 4,000 yards and 45 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions, almost 600 more rushing yards, 9 scores. Almost 400 yards passing against a Duncanville defense that has nothing but Division I guys on the field against him. Obviously, the coming out party against Denton Geyer and Eli Stowers, who's going to Texas A&M, where he had over 450 total yards and 6 touchdowns in that game. This is just a massive pickup, and Texas has obviously recruited the quarterback position well. But Quinn Ewers is going to come in and push the hell out of that room when he gets in there.
What does this say, I guess, for this Texas staff that they haven't been able to even put a product on the field with their new staff yet, and they were still able to reel in a kid like Quinn?
Well, I think if you're actually realistic about Texas and you take a step back and look at the state of the program, and last year wasn't the year that Texas had wanted coming into it. With the expectations of after they beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, you think you have a shot of making the college football playoff. And you know what? Texas did come into the season. And I know that they finished 8-5, and it certainly wasn't what they wanted. But, man, you go back to week 2, the 45-38 shootout against LSU in Austin. They played LSU as well as anyone last year. And then a few weeks later, you lose a 34-27 ball game to Oklahoma. You're a young football team, and everything that you had prepared for the last year at that point has basically been wiped off the table. You really can't win the national championship anymore. You can come in there that next day and look at your team at 4-2 and say, hey, everything's still in front of you. If we go out and execute on the field, but that's hard for these players to, you know, rally around as young people. And they had the tough one with Kansas, and then they lose to TCU, lose to Iowa State, lose to Baylor. None of those are bad losses, in my opinion. But with the way Texas recruited, they had two number three ranked recruiting classes in a row and another top 10 class. I think it's number nine. So those three classes now make up the bulk of the roster. You still have Sam Ellinger under center coming into the year. I think Texas has a promising football team. They finally have some offensive linemen that are going to get drafted. It's been a long time since that's happened. And so I know 8-5 to the outside, it's easy to kick dirt on Texas and make fun of the we're back and all of that. But I still like the trajectory of Texas's program with the way they've recruited. I just think last year was more circumstance. And I get it. Someone could come in and say, well, if my aunt had ball, she'd be my uncle. And Texas lost all those games. But I think they were in those games. And if it goes, that LSU game goes the other way, or that Oklahoma game goes the other way, all of a sudden Texas sure as hell had an 8-5 last year. The kids would respond better, and they're an older, more mature football team this year.
You talked about the recruiting classes, top three 2 years in a row, a couple years ago, top 10 last year. Obviously, the race to get to number one, that's something you chronicle month in and month out, and it's tough. It's tough to get there. It's very competitive. But landing the number one guy in the country is a good start. What do you think this could do for maybe Texas as far in the rest of the 22 class?
Well, Quinn Ewers is going to be the lightning rod recruit in that class, particularly in state. So now all of a sudden, if you're an offensive player in the state of Texas in that 2022 recruiting class, you seeing Quinn Ewers in the fold for the Longhorns, you know what that means for you potentially as a skill player or offensive lineman. So you get a jolt there. I do think that Quinn Ewers' personality is one where he is going to be a good peer recruiter, and that is also going to help Texas in that regard. And look, this Texas staff has been recruiting at a high level. They have the number one class in the Big 12 right now in the 2021 rankings, and really it seems like a down year right now. So this is just a massive pickup for Texas to help them finish 2021 strong and go into 2022.
Well, you talked about kind of the great performances he had his sophomore season, and they were fantastic. I think I was at three or four of them. But what was, what were really the discussions in the rankings room when you guys were pushing him to number one in the update this summer?
Well, I think if you just go and check out Charles Power's article on Quinn Ewers, where he kind of just compares him to being the best junior prospect since Trevor Lawrence, who topped our rankings in 2018. And really, like, Quinn might even be slightly ahead if you're just comparing sophomore seasons. I mean, Quinn played better competition than Trevor did as a sophomore, and Trevor's numbers are nothing to snoot your nose out at. 3,655 yards, 43 touchdowns, and four interceptions. I mean, that's a hell of a sophomore campaign, and Trevor Lawrence went into broke damn near every meaningful record in high school football in the state of Georgia, surpassing Deshaun Watson in a lot of those categories. So putting that into perspective, but then you put Quinn's season alongside that and the level of competition he played against, it's eerily similar. And really, you kind of get the edge to Quinn in that regard. And just the way he sees the field, the way he makes decisions, the way he can buy himself time. Obviously, he has all the physical traits from the arm talent. So it really comes down to what separates Quinn is his feel for the game and his ability to be accurate with the football. But like I said, extend plays, make things happen off script. Those are things that make Quinn Ewers unique to his peers at the position. And theoretically, like, you could make an argument that Quinn Ewers as a sophomore last year was the best quarterback in the country, regardless of class.
Yeah, I think that's a strong argument to make. Well, obviously a great day for Texas fans. Steve, you were nails on this story all along. Appreciate you know, all the help you gave me in it, everything, and bringing our great listeners and readers over at Hornets 24/7, a lot of great info. So thanks for that.
Mike, you're the best. Love working with you. Y'all enjoy this one. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you on Hornets 24/7.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.